God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. Don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Less Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Less Visible.
Greetings, Earthlings. Dog Poet transmitting here in the thick of the apocalypse. We only do what we are, and we are what we do. As the Lord Jesus Christ said, by their works ye shall know them. I expect he was talking about all and several kinds of junkies sticking it in veins and arteries, mainlining money, heroin, or cosmic music. Everybody's looking for the big shot in the sky. Who's responsible for the gleam in your eye? I'm in a bit of a mood, and I don't want to talk about anything. I just want to read some of my poetry and see if there's any resonance in the symmetry as opposed to the cemetery, if you catch my drift. If not, you can kiss my dust because I'm no longer connected to it. In God we trust. Anyway, everyone else pays a negotiable coin of the realm. Well, that ain't me except for the trusting God part. Sometimes I get hijacked when I'm two pillows short of a decent cortex draining. Like I once heard somebody say, we'll sleep when we're dead. So tonight, I'm going to go into my back pages and read some forgotten poetry of mine. And it's catching dust then, but it won't be now. So hope that works out for y'all. All women are true, for in every woman, all that I see is the passionate ardor of her intensity for life touching me. Silver ladder walking over chasms in the soul. In the southern hemisphere of what is close by the great river that divides the people from darkness lies a sleepy little village where everyone is either sleeping or struck by lightning. If you could swim fish-like through the portals of this mortal flesh, you could be skinny-dipping in the pools of infinity and sunbathing on the rocks of time. The amazing monster paranoid machine is transmutating daylight into dreams. He's hiding in the curtain, but no one's really certain why he doesn't want his amplifier seen. Yesterday, I turned the clocks back to oblivion and wept for the things I could not touch you with or tell. the dragons in my well. Alchemy is the great looking glass into truth. Truth needs looking for, and God is that place in time that eternity pours through you. Who can explain to a tree what the stars are thinking? When small men listen, it is not to the voices in the wind, but to the sound of metal gears grinding away the years. Perhaps there will come a day when this madness goes away, but who can explain to a tree what God is thinking? And how much more does it need to know to act so well, while man with complex thought makes intricate hell? Poetry weighs like a vacuum closing to a point of two doors sidestepping time. In leaps the flaming woman, touched me from behind, bathed my eyes in black magic, and washed me into the void of silent wind. In, deep to the base of the joining, and meeting her return, goddess of response to every movement and thought, every cloakroom and closet, being hat-check girl to the stars, absorbing my light into her warm, warm darkness, drunken, eternal mouth, forever going in and coming out. Here I am, on the short end of eternity, waving a big stick in the air and shaping the sky with fire. Christ, it's a long way from Happy Glades watching pretty girls do penance. Short thoughts, one isolated heartbeat that captures one glance, one sigh, enclosed in words, gives truth something to wear. Some windy, mindless night, the splintered street lamps glow, and all the people that we know will turn and chase their faces through some very awkward places. If I were free to action, and you were free to stay, we'd climb some lofty mountain and blow the world away. In a castle by the shining sea, we went in and out upon the tides. In a castle by the shining sea, where the secret birth of Venus hides. Some castles grow like flowers and then fade into the sands. Love's castles are invisible. We hold them in our hands. You didn't believe the whispers, you didn't shed any tears, and as now we expected, you lie buried in the years. She rises in lustful couplings, tangled from the sea, to melt cold vengeance into an angry lie. Wheeling six-armed devas straddle the sage's knees, whose outstretched hands lead a dying world into a blind black dust. If I could only touch you just once, and you would see that all you have forgotten is remembered here in me. I am doing nothing, is being done by no one anywhere. I am. The bubbles broke upon the sea, the wind from longing came to be, the stars were placed upon the sky, and man was born to wonder why. Some girls touch me where I cannot feel the danger, and I fall against their cactus hearts into a royal maze of changes. Some girls walk across my eyes like moonlight and draw me in like the tides of longing shores till I am shattered on the reefs of their reflections. Some girls are always in that direction. The old fellow grew backwards. Each situation was a return, so that light was a bright sequence of mirrors facing emptiness. In 12 ladies waiting at the sleeping centipede's feet, saddles of laughter across his back, black horsemen of death at the border, where my lady waits in a winking Cadillac, and I stand at one cold regarding window looking out upon a golden lotus as my ladies whisper. When all the world is mine, and you are mine as well, I'll vaporize desire and take you out of hell. World unchanging, beneath the cover slip of fear, colorful disarray, magnificent metropolitan ruins, always in decay. I decry most the loss of generosity to strangers. And after that, the bad intentions of strangers upon their host. The greatest of loves must suffer the most. Somehow we reach our dreams, whatever they may be. World unchanging, wave upon the sea. In that unfelt region, a cautious murmur rose and fell voiceless, fell beyond the realm of voices. Sometimes in sleep, when dreams release the bounds of slumbering death, it creeps to the edge of thought to find the mind a memory of itself. Whether you are or have been, I do not know. I is the pivoting of mind upon itself, a moment in view of what has passed beyond you. Feel me spilling down over the clefted magic of your gown. Feel me feeling like a shadow stealing over the purple waters into the secret quarters of the sea. I sought you in the dark kingdoms and before the thrones of light. Chased my heart's beat through a broken rainbow down the stairways of time. Followed the wind through a million windows poured into a chalice of wine. I was drunk upon the stage of this world. I worshipped you in the image and the lie, and died for you. In imagination I died. There was no end to living or to the things that I tried. Giving up was the totality of all that I attained, and then I shattered the sky with joy until it rained. It is morning, and sleep must come, while the opening wings unfold and fly away. The Spirit of God sings through everyone, but sometimes it carries a tune. The fool looked long and deeply into the pool where there swam myriads of enchanted fish. Millions of eyes lit the forest with life while we were light years away, coupling in God this morning. Well, getting there toward the end, I don't know if there's much more that I can say. Now, I think I'll stop with the poetry now and go back to whatever it is I thought I was doing. You know, I had incredible technical difficulties trying to get the show together this evening, and it looked like I wasn't even going to be able to do it until I unplugged a keyboard that someone had sent me and put in another keyboard, and all of a sudden, all my systems worked. It was as if there was some strange Fugazi thing going on, and you have no idea how intricate and complicated this actually got to be. But in any case, then it did work out, but I had already planned to do it this way in any case, because I really didn't want to talk about what's going on in the world or what's going on in so many locations or in our minds or any of the rest of that right now. You know, I just wanted to go to what I remembered were better places with at least my own head, and hope that some of the images there would help you and reach out and possibly touch your heart or activate and throw a little light on your mind, or at least rearrange the furniture. Maybe even bring in some new furniture so you'd be more comfortable sitting there while you're listening to me tell you I'm running out of time. Anyway, we are actually running out of time, and I hope you've got yours, and I got mine. Put a candle in the window. I'll see you next week if there is one. Until then, may the good Lord have his free and willing way with you. Hearts and minds will follow. Till we meet again. Hare Krishna. Godspeed, Lord Jesus Christ. Alhamdulillah. Aloha and Haru.
God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.